Maria Fraile Podcast. I'm a high vibrational life coach with a focus on wellness and manifestation. If you love energy, spiritual mindset, manifestation, and health on a super high vibe, then this is your podcast, girl. Living a high vibe lifestyle allows you to experience life to its fullest while practicing self-love and manifesting all of your desires. Each episode is a raw and unfiltered coffee chat with me where we get to explore what it really means to live on a high vibration and live the life you dream about. Thank you for joining. Let's get down to it. Welcome to the third episode of the Maria Fraile Podcast. Today we have my favorite topic on the table, which is all about the quantum shifting and the quantum theory behind our thoughts, our emotions, and our reality. So as you guys know, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a mathematic, but before we dive in this episode, if there's anybody that is a quantum physicist and is listening to this, please get in contact with me and I'd love to have an interview with you because I am all about quantum shifting. I work with mindsets, I work with energy. This is what I'm mainly known for, vibrational levels and frequencies. And I can tell you that this is something that it's picking up in our society to a completely different state right now. It's really going mainstream. But I've been using this ever since I started to implement manifestation laws in my life. If you don't know anything about manifestation is basically the creation of reality upon your thoughts, your emotions, and basically your feelings, your vibration. You're constantly manifesting, whether you do it intentionally or not, but what quantum shifting allows you to do, and this is something that I'm super, super passionate about, is change your reality, change your vibration, so raise your vibration by changing the paradigm or the dimension that you're in right now. And a little bit of a boring note, or not a boring note, but in a more theoretical physics definition of quantum physics. So quantum physics is basically the branch of physics that is concerned about how two particles, so that allows two particles to be in two states or two dimensions at the same time. We all know that there's three dimensions, but there's now this theory that it is gonna be a different dimension that we just simply don't know, or we can't think upon it yet, but there is something else that you can feel, and this is where all these deja vu sort of feelings that you're having sometimes might be coming from. I'm gonna break it down for you now, and that's what we really like to do in this podcast. If you're new, this is honestly the third episode, but it's my favorite so far because I'm all about vibration. I'm an energy mentor. I coach girls on how to raise their vibrations and how to overall live a more fulfilling life by changing the reality, changing their thoughts, changing their feelings, and raising the vibration that they are in so they can create the life that they like. Very easy, very simple to understand. You're quantum shifting when you are imagining a parallel reality. I grew up in a very small family, in a very small low to middle income bracket of the economy, of the society. And I've always wanted to, you know, learn a new language, which, by the way, if you hear this accent, is coming from Spain. And I self-taught and self-learned this language because we didn't have enough money to afford to go to, you know, bilingual schools and a university in Spain. It's not mandatory to teach you a different language. So I've always had this feeling that I wanted to communicate to the more number of people. And I knew that English was going to definitely help me to get there. So that's how I put that in my mind, and I quantum shifted my reality to there, and I basically manifested that. I learned and I self-taught a new language, which today is English, tomorrow might be Chinese. But the thing is that when I was in that moment in my life, I felt like I wanted something else. Like I knew there was something else coming from me. I desired something else. And this is a huge point. If you have a notebook or if you have your notes app in your iPhone, I would encourage you to write a few words that are resonating with you in each podcast. But if you're gonna write anything, this one has to be the first one. And this is desiring. Whatever you desire right now, it's where you're meant to do or what you're meant to desire at this level. Yes, you can get more complicated and you can get more in depth into these desires and how to distinguish desires from cravings and desires from society or other people's desires. So it gets a little bit more complicated when you go in depth. But at first, anything that you desire, you deserve. And if you desire it, it's because you are meant to have it. I don't desire things that my boyfriend or my girlfriends desire. It's not the same things. And that's because I'm just not meant to have the ones that they are. We're completely different for reasons as well. Without going on a tangent here, what I wanted to say is that when you know what you desire, and that's something that I've desired, I desired to learn a new language, and I desired to travel, and I desired to go abroad, and to do my postgraduate in New York, all these things that I desired for myself, I had to ambition them, and I have to embody them, and I have to, you know, I put them on my vision boards. These are more like the action steps, but we're going to talk about more the theory and the universal laws and the reality going on behind all these action steps. But the thing that I was doing, this is when I was 16, 17, never left Spain at this time. I wanted to create that reality for me. I wanted to manifest that. So what I did was to create a vision board with all the things that I wanted to achieve. When you do that, if you're familiar with this exercise, you could do it and leave it there and just watch it every day. But that is where I think the confusion from all this manifestation laws comes to play, is that it's not enough with you to look at the picture of yourself or at a future ideal version of yourself. You have to actually embody that self. You have to feel like her, and you have to shift your current dimension to take yourself to that dimension where she lives. That version, it's not ideal. That version exists, but it's just in a different reality. It's just in a different dimension, and you have to shift yourself, embody that person, how she acts, how she thinks, and how she feels. You have to literally be her, get into that dimension, and then when you start doing those things, when you start embodying that other dimensional self, if you want to call it that way, is when you're quantum shifting, and it's when you are shaping and creating your reality to your own desires. And this is what really, girls, this is what I'm all about, because at the end this is all about vibrations and energy, and this is based upon all the 12 universal laws that we talk about in the previous episode. Doing quantum shifting, you just realize that it's just embodying that next level self, but thinking it not as in future, and I am in present, and then it was a past self. You really have to break that mindset and transform that into different dimensions. It's not a chronological order. I know this took me a little bit of time to understand, but it's actually me in the past doing certain things, me right now doing certain things, and me in the future doing certain things. There are gonna be multiple realities depending on what I do, and I am gonna be able to consciously live in one of those realities depending on what data I put into my life today. Just for you to have an idea, it's like saying that I will live in all of those realities. I will live in all of those dimensions and all of those paradigms. But the one that I'm going to be aware of, the one that I'm going to be conscious and this Maria is going to be living on, will depend on the data that I put on my brain today. And I'm going to give you an example of this, because the data that you have, or the data that you're telling yourself right now, I like to call it stories. I am not a scientist, so I don't really work well with data. I study advertising, and the first year was journalism, so it was basically communication. I used to write a lot. I used to write stories. I truly believe that people are the stories that they tell themselves, and your thoughts, your beliefs, your skills and your capabilities depend on what you tell yourself. What you're telling yourself, or the story that you're telling yourself today, is based upon what happened to yourself on the past. So the previous relationships that you have, what your parents told you, what your parents were believing or what your parents were saying, either because you're going to oppose to them or because you have to follow what they believed, but it's going to be influenced by what they're saying. Sometimes it is related to the situations that happen to you, even if it only happened once. Like, I have this client that she is so afraid about public speaking. And then we were talking one day on a call and then chatting, just remember, or it came to her consciousness this time when she was in, I think it was high school, that day she wasn't feeling well, or she had a fight with her mom and dad that morning. So she completely forgot the lesson that she was gonna teach other people in the class. Everyone, like, it could have gone either way, to be honest. You could have a class of students that they're not gonna care and they would just, you know, next day they would do something else and they wouldn't even make any comment. But also you can have a class of students, that the ones that I had were some sort of this way as well, that will make comments on you and will make fun of you, will laugh at you, and it would make that experience very easy to forget, even if it's only one experience. So she grew up, well, she made that story in her mind that she was not good at speaking in public, even though she could not bring to her consciousness that situation. Her consciousness, or subconscious in this case, knew that belief, that story, that she was not able to speak in public, she was not good enough, or she, people were gonna laugh at her. Her brain was just using that, which is the easiest way for the brain, because if you need to create a new pattern, if you need to create a new or develop a new way of thinking, the energy needs to come from somewhere, and your brain is gonna invest more energy in creating a new way of acting, thinking, and interpreting reality than what it would be for it to just use a previous one. So that's just a mechanism of the brain to save energy. And that's what takes you also in coping mechanisms and in autopilot behaviors. Your brain does this because it's not concerned about the quality of your life and about the truth of the life that you live in. It's concerned of your survival. The ultimate mission of the brain is to send signals to the rest of the organs in your body for you to be alive. You experience things over and over and over in your life. When you repeat it, the same thing for X period of time, your brain develops this mechanism and decides how to act. Even if it only was one time, but that time was intense enough and was connected to your emotions, and it became a fear of yours, because fears are very strong negative feelings and emotions. If it's repeated over the time, it just becomes an autopilot behavior, and it's so hard to literally decode and change, because you've been telling that story to yourself for so many years. And I'm gonna tell you something really funny that happened to me when I went on vacation this summer to Santorini. And you know, if you've been to Santorini, you know that they have a lot of stairs. When I mean a lot of stairs, I mean, it sounds really, really silly, but it's like 300 steps that you have to take from where the village, city, the oldest white houses that you see in the movies are located, and where you see the sunset from. But when you're gonna have dinner, the nice thing to do is to go down to the Amui Bay, which is like a small fishing village port by the shore and by the coast. Santorini is a historic island that was created upon an eruption of a volcano. So the geography is super cliffy. It has a lot of cliffs and a lot of hills, a lot of rocks everywhere you go, which is kind of the fun thing to do. But you have to take 300 steps that you can go on a donkey or just go by foot, and I really didn't like the way that the donkeys were there, so I just decided to go with my boyfriend up and down. So it was like 600 steps that we had to do that day, and it was fun. We got a really good workout in that day, but there were 300 steps, and I was wearing these super nice sandals that I just bought myself to look cute in the IG pictures. But of course the steps are not regular steps like you would see here in London. They are rock sandy type of steps, so those shoes were just a very poor choice. The point is that I flipped and fell once. It was with my boyfriend and there was really nobody else around us, but I fell. It's not a big deal. I fell, and I've been with my boyfriend for over 7 years, so it wasn't that big thing that I just knew this guy and I made the whole ridiculous of my life. And he was just laughing. He's like, oh my god, you're so clumsy. Mind you, I'd never felt again, in that holiday, I didn't fall again when I went up the stairs. But when I went to London, I kept just telling this story to everybody around me. I noticed in the words that I was using and in the way that I was saying things to others that I was referring to myself as if I was very clumsy. And I was telling them my vacation was amazing, but then, you know, 300 steps up and down. And then, you know what? I fell, but of course, I'm so clumsy that it makes sense. So I was saying it in a very jokingly type of way, but I kind of took that as, yes, of course, I fall because I'm clumsy. And the point that I wanna get right now in the episode is that those that you're telling yourself are lies. It's not true that you're clumsy and they're always falling down and dropping things. The thing is that because I told that to myself, my brain understood, okay, yes. So that's the reality that we're living in. You fell. So because you fell once, now that's what you are. You're clumsy and you drop things. So then that week, girls, you don't believe, like, well, that week and the week after that and the week after that, I was dropping things like crazy. Like, I dropped my coffee on myself, dropped the coffee mug and I broke in the floor. And my boyfriend kept repeating that to myself because he lives with me, right? So he was saying, oh, you're so clumsy. You're dropping things all the time. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow. Like, there has to be something to this. And girls, I'm telling you, and I know how manifestation works, I know how the brain works, but this thing happens to all of us. It's not like just because we know how it works, it doesn't happen. No. One day, I sat down and I started to realize that, well, in one of my journaling sessions, I started to come to the conclusion that I'm not always falling down and I'm not always dropping things. Like, that is not true. Because if you think about it, and that was my aha clicking kind of moment, I thought upon that holiday and I realized that there were 600 steps. Yeah, because it was 300 down, 300 up. And plus that day, we were going to the hotel, we were going to the restaurant. So we were going up and down as well. So overall, that day, probably I went up over 700, 800 steps, and I only fell once. Same with my day. I have 24 hours in a day, and I maybe drop one thing. So it's not like always I am doing that. And if I say always I'm dropping things, it's actually a lie. And even if that was the case, I drop things every single hour, every single day of the year, that doesn't make me a dropper of things, because that would be a very, very strange, ridiculous simplification to say, right? Like, being clumsy should never be in the list. Like, clumsy is an adjective of a personality, of someone that drops things very frequently. But do I really drop things very frequently, or is that the story that I'm telling myself? Point is, and I'm sure that you have similar experiences in your life, the thing that I want to just bring to your consciousness now is that your brain simply doesn't know the difference between what it's real and what it's not. And when I say real, I say this dimension and another dimension, or your current self and your future version of yourself. The brain doesn't know. What it can know, it's the words that are coming out of your mind. Because words, and this is something that we'll touch upon another episode, but really your mind and your thoughts and your fears and the things that you do, your skilled behaviors, it's constantly influenced by the things that you tell. So the words that are coming out of your mind. What you told yourself before is not true. Your future is not true either. It's all imagination, it's all memories, it's all fragments of reality, a reality that is limited by what you're creating and storing in your subconscious. So, you can create something new with what you have right now. Let's touch upon your desires. Let's touch upon what you really want and look at what you have now. When you have a clear idea of what you desire, and please do not do this exercise of quantum shifting that we're gonna do today if you don't know what you desire. First, you have to be really in touch with what is it that you naturally, organically, raw version of you desire right now. And for you, it's gonna be completely different than for me. That's why it's no point for me to tell you what's in my vision board today. It's gonna be really different for you. So that's what you have to look on your own and find on your own. And really don't try to make it super hard or complicated. It can be something related to emotions and related to overcoming fears. Like, I had previously put in a vision board my overcoming my fear of flying. But it can be something related to finding the love of your life or understanding yourself to a true, deeper level. Or having the house of your dreams. Like, I really, really encourage you to look on the surroundings of that vision. What is it that you have? What is it that you possess? How is it that you look? For experience, so many years working in fashion, I can tell you that the clothes that you choose, that you wear, represent yourself, your true identity, and how you want to be perceived as a human being, and also how you perceive yourself as. So choose that, understand that, know what is it, how it looks like, how it feels, and then when you know that, put it on a vision board. That's going to be an exercise of the right side of the brain, and that's going to be an exercise of really getting clear on what that dimension looks for you. And when you have that, put it on a vision board. You can look this up many ways. There's many, many apps that you can design a vision board with. Just do it with whatever feels expansive and whatever feels true to that dimension that you wanna get yourself into. And then the other thing that I would recommend you to do to exercise the left side of the brain for you to create that quantum shifting would be journaling. And this has to do with everything that I believe in and how I really encourage you to understand reality, because you learn things and you learn reality by handwriting, like manually writing things in a paper. And you can totally see this when you write on your notebook or when you were in school and the teachers were telling you certain things. You will learn them way easier when you write them in your notebook than when you were just reading them on the book. So if you want to unlearn things and if you want to create new patterns, new pathways in your brain, you have to do it the same way. That's what journaling really, really, really helps. And I'm going to be launching a few courses on journaling prompts that are going to be super, super affordable, because I know at the beginning I was a little bit confused too. I didn't know exactly what to write about. Like, do I take this as a journal, like a diary, or do I really write what I want? And how do I really picture my life? So when you have that desire paradigm, desire dimension on there, what you're going to do now is you're going to do a quantum jump. So for doing that, there's many ways that you can do it. We're going to do a quick meditation exercise right now for you to embody that self. But the key word is embodying. Embodying means literally take yourself as in your whole identity persona with who you are right now, your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions into that dimension, that ambition dimension that you just created. That's the quantum leap, the quantum jump, the quantum shifting that we're talking about in this episode. What you're gonna do on that way is breaking those patterns that your brain is putting yourself into, and it's limiting your reality right now because that's what the box that you see that you're living in. But in reality, you want to jump, you want to be somewhere else, because otherwise you wouldn't desire that reality. If you look at yourself right now and you say, absolutely, everything that I have is everything that I want, I don't desire, and do this exercise, like really be true to yourself and be completely 100% honest, because it's just you and your life here. But do this exercise and ask yourself, do I really expect anything else from life? Do I really think that I deserve something else? What does my heart really desire? Because if it's 100% where you are right now, then probably you don't have to do this exercise. Maybe you just don't know yourself. Basically, I guess that the main key that I want you to think of right now is that right now for this exercise, you have to think on a situation that you've never been before. Because if you envision yourself as in your house right now, then it's gonna be way harder for your brain to do the jump, because your brain already has attachments to that situation that you're in. So it actually requires you to break a pattern and to put yourself, you know, in an uncomfortable situation or in something that you've never done. Like, say that you have the fear of public speaking. So instead of thinking in the same class, yeah, that you're in, try to envision yourself in a much bigger dimension, in a much bigger state. Envision yourself in a theater. Maybe talking to millions of people about a different presentation. Could be talking to somebody that you've never talked to before, but you feel super attracted to. How would that ideal version of you act? What would she say in that dimension? What would she act like? and what kind of things would she be saying, would she be talking about, would she be doing? Like, you have to embody that person. Right now, we're going to take this as a meditation kind of moment. It's going to be very quick. Right now, I just want you to take a big breath in and a big breath out. And I want you to really close your eyes now. I want you to leave the body that you're in right now and just focus on the person that you desire. The person that you're gonna become in a given situation. Envision her. What is she doing? What is the first thing that you see her doing? Where is she right now? She walking in a white, very light, luminous kitchen. Is it entering a car? Is it going down the school with your kids, with your new husband? Is it going on a very luxurious vacation to an island? Is it super successfully running a business in an office, feels super abundant? Is it, I don't know, whatever it is that your heart desires at this moment, but really imagine that situation. And then when you're yourself in there, just see, use that data to really see what's in that reality. Like, what words are you saying? Or what conversations are you having? What feelings are you having? How do you feel? That's where I want to get. Look at your surroundings. Look at what you have created. Look at the body that you're living in. Look at your house, your car, your kids, your husband, your dog, your life, your nutrition, your job, your business, your bank account. Look at everything that you've built for yourself and tell me how you feel. What's the word that you feel? The word or the words that you feel right now? How do you feel? Do you feel powerful? Do you feel blessed? Do you feel abundant? Do you feel strong? Do you feel capable? Do you feel worthy? How do you feel? And I want you to really, really hold on to that feeling and stay there for a couple minutes. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes again and tell me how that felt. Honestly, this is a super quick, easy exercise that you can do anytime that you need to recharge. I do this every single morning, honestly, after my meditation session of 10 minutes. This is one of the high vibrational habits that I like to do and I like to teach my girls. But this is something that I feel it's really gonna take you to the high vibrational level that you really want to be in order to manifest effectively and design your life under your own terms. Yeah, I guess that's really what quantum shifting is about. And yeah, if you have any questions, as always, you can email me, you can find me on social media as Maria Fraile Coach, you can find me on Teachable as well to get my course, my purpose ASAP, to be able to have a little bit more guidance and in depth about what is it that is controlling your life and what you wanted it to be. And yeah, I guess that is all for me for the quantum shifting episode. I hope that worked for you. I hope that served. And overall, I think that was a super needed exercise and episode in order for you and for us to be talking about more high vibrational habits and high vibrational wellness, spiritual mindset that we're going to be diving in further episodes. With this exercise, this is the basic of the basic. If you learn how to do it and you learn how to embody that quantum shifting dimensionals, you can really create anything you freaking want. I'm gonna stop talking now because this is my favorite episode and absolutely I could be talking about it forever. So thank you for listening and see you guys in the next episode. Bye bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Maria Fraile Podcast, Secrets for a High Vibrational Living. In the meantime, if you're curious about more high vibrational lifestyle tips, please check out my other social media accounts. I'm on YouTube. I am on a high vibrational lifestyle on Instagram as Maria Fraile Coach. And I'm already unteachable if you're really ready to take that big leap into your next self. Thank you for listening and see you very soon.